All right, today's topic, we're talking about songwriting. This is sort of like the next step. This assumes that you know what chords go together with each other. And we have an example here. It's got two, in this case, two 16-bar sections, right? And let's just play through the chords for a second. And perhaps you can tell me, like, how did you, when you first put this song together, how did you do it? Did you just keep on playing around with different chords until you found ones you like, or did you have some kind of knowledge of what chords work together as a key?
I figured out the key, and I looked at the what chords would be good. And I started playing them slower, like I kind of had the way I wanted it, and I started playing slower, like to get the F in that particular spot.
Right.
I started playing slower, and I was like, okay, I think F would sound
okay,
better
good.
right now.
All right, good. So I'm glad that and actually those are all very good things, like playing it slower and knowing the key. Like you knew the key of C, you knew how to harmonize the key of C. Let's just review that. If you were gonna play like Do, re, mi, fa, in chords, right? Let's review what we got. It'll be C, D minor. Right? Why is it D minor, not D? Do you know why that is? Well, we'll get to the why later, but for now, in the key of C, just memorize it. It's C, D minor, E minor, and then F and G. And then A minor, and then the seventh scale degree is B diminished, but instead we'll just use G or G7. And so if you know G7, fine. If not, you could just play G, those who are listening to this. And so let's play through that. It's called a harmonized scale. Those are all chords that are going to sound good together. Three, four, like one, seven. You can play five, and then you record one. Those, you're putting Roman numerals on those, right? And so when you have your progression is A minor, G, E minor, F and G, can you tell me the Roman numerals of those? And we're gonna write them right over the top of. Have you ever thought of it like that?
Not offhand.
Like right over the A minor, what Roman numeral was that to the key of C? And if you can't remember, go back and play.
Was that seven?
Nope, it was six
or
actually.
Six.
So, and you just do Roman numeral six. Yep. And then how about G? All right, so A minor was six. G was what?
Five.
Yep.
Three.
E minor was three, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then four.
Is F.
F. Yep.
And G is five.
Five.
Yep. And then you did the other section, which is C, G7, D minor, and A minor. And so those are, go ahead, read me the Roman numerals there.
One, seven, two, and six.
Yeah. We'll talk about why that's important later, but mostly it just reconfirms that you're all in the key of C, and now you can take the C major scale in whatever position you know it in and put those notes over it, which you've done already, right? So let's hear, we're gonna play through this a little bit. All right, so let's review the two major scales that I wrote here. Once you can play the chord progression in part one, part two, you play major scales. The first one is open strings. So we start right here at string five, fret three, and use finger three. The fret and the finger will always match. All right, and then you're gonna go open on the fourth string. And then two, three. Good, and use, and good. And then I didn't write it on the tab, but turn around and come backwards. Yeah, good. And then all those notes are going to sound good over all those chords as well. All right, and then the eighth fret, you don't have to learn both. I know you happen to know this one already. But for those listening, you don't have to learn both. You could just do one or the other. You know, they're both extremely common. The advantage of doing the one in the first one is that it's kind of easier fingering. But the disadvantage is you can't take that to different keys. The advantage of learning the one at the 8th fret is once you memorize that pattern, you could take that to different keys as you know. So let's play that one together. So you start on finger 2, fret 8, string 6, right? Now where are you looking? You're going to look on the scale shape?
Is that in it?
No wonder you're getting confused. It's this guy. Right? Or you could look at the tab here. You know. But for now, I guess you're used to that, so go ahead. So 3, 4. Finally, you were able to get a melody going, and you kind of tabbed it out in your own sort of handwriting, which is fine. I'll play the chord. Like, set me up again. Show me the rhythm of the chords that I should play. Goes 4 times, right? And then the other section. All right, so I'll do the chord, you do the melody. Ready? 2, 3, 4. That sounds good, man. Sounds great. Now you actually have one note outside the key a little, and that's fine. That's fine. But you can break the rules like that. You're allowed to go outside the key a little. But if you stay in the key, it's a little safer. But I'm not going to change your tune on you. You just got confused with the diagrams. That's mm-hmm. okay. So I'm not going to necessarily have you change that. But can you tell me which, now that you know which diagram it is, which note is not in the key? I'll pause for a second. Hey, you're right. So your melody had the second string 7th fret, which is not in the scale, but it's right below. You know, so you can go outside the key a little. So let's hear your melody again. 3, 4. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, right? All right, and so that's a section. That's cool. Let's hear another section. I'll do chords. 2, 3, 4. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Well done. It's that easy. And there's so many ways to go from here. Not only can we extend the song further, we could put another section in if you wanted to. A lot of pop songs are only 2 sections. Some are only 1 section. Some of them have 3 sections where the third one is what we call a bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, we could mess around with playing around with the bridge. Like, a bridge is just sort of like one time in the middle of the song, it goes somewhere else. Yeah. You've heard it in so many of your favorite songs. It takes you away to somewhere different slightly and then comes back to the song. We could play around with that. We could also play around with improvising on this. You can take those same scales we did with the tabs and improvise around doing some solos on it. You could also do the minor pentatonics. You know about the 3 frets down thing. right? You know minor pentatonic at the, for those of you who know minor pentatonic listening to this, if you know, let's say, an A minor pentatonic at the fifth fret, and you play, you know, the old familiar shape, right? We're not in A minor, we're in the key of C. But when you're playing a minor three frets down from the key, it will fit, you know. When you're playing a minor pentatonic three frets down from any major key, it'll fit. What I mean by that is C, we're in the key of C here, we're at fret 8. If you take that down three frets, you get to fret 5 and you play the minor of that, the A minor pentatonic, and it'll fit just fine. So now you have all kinds of tools. You could use A minor pentatonic, you could use C major. You got two positions of C major that we just went over, plus a couple positions. We can do that first. Let's do the jamming. Let's play the melody, both sections, and then let's hear you jam a little bit, okay, using either of those tools, and then we'll talk about a bridge. How about that? Okay. And then after that, we'll do a whole nother song, a whole nother key. All right. So first, let's play the melody again, and then I'll play each section four times, just like you had it, and then I'll do it again, and you'll improvise. Okay. So like 3, 4. Careful, are you in the right, are you in the right scale right there? Like you're, like where are you looking?
Oh yeah.
Alright, good. Here we go. There three, we go. Okay. Let's start from the top. 3, 4. Alright, let's get good. Let's play it together one more time. So I'll play around that 3, 4. At the top. Awesome job. Can I fiddle around a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm on the scale, you're on, I'm on improv, you're on chords. Okay. 2, 3. Thank you. I'll be back. So I was just trying to stay right in the one position. I was purposefully trying to, you know, restrict myself just to that one little shape, and everything sounded like great tune so far. So if we went to a bridge, it should be something. For now, we're going to keep it in the same key. Occasionally, bridges can change keys and come back, but we're going to keep it in the same key, which means we're going to keep the same chords. And whatever you write today is yours to keep, you know. Even if I help you write it, you could have all the songwriting credits. But it doesn't necessarily need to be the finished product. We're just going to give you ideas, and then what you choose to keep later is your business.